Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Trump is doing some cheerleading right now for the economy, saying that once we're over this virus in a few months, that the economy will rocket back. He's in this big $4 trillion stimulus package. China's already saying that they peaked and it's going down and they're back to usual. The left says 18 months, America's dead, depression, which they've been cheerleading for. What a group of criminals. But they're so arrogant, they just do it and think that you'll put up with it. Norm Pattis is a well-known constitutional and criminal lawyer. And we know they've been pushing the president for martial law. He hasn't done that federally yet. But we saw these really frightening articles in Politico and Rolling Stone that the Justice Department, and now this parts of this has been confirmed, because they've done this before, have been seeking the suspension of habeas corpus. Why don't you, I know most listeners understand this, but how big is it saying, we'll just arrest you and you'll never be seen again?
It's basically transforming the country into Guantanamo Bay, where we are all unclassified enemy combatants of the government. I mean, it's outrageous. Habeas corpus can be suspended in times of an invasion or insurrection, but not in response to a so-called national emergency. Now, whether coronavirus is or is not, it seems to be to me, I understand there's a difference of opinion about that. I worry about the precedent that we're setting, though, and here's what I think. I think the deeper story here is we are in the midst of what I will refer to as an algorithmic coup. What do I mean by that? We're turning everything over to big data, and we're being habituated to it. I'm in the Northeast, right next to New York City, about 80 miles out of New York, and the hospitals there are frantic. There are open discussions in the local media now about the need to ration. Not everyone is going to be able to get the care that they want. We're being habituated to being manipulated by data that we don't know. What are the standards then for determining where a person's where and whether a person is going to be treated? If Hospital X isn't going to treat a person over 70, should we know so that a 71-year-old can go to Hospital Y that may treat it?
Stop right there. I want you to reintroduce this. This is powerful. Algorithmic tyranny. Algorithmic martial law, where the globalists and the think tanks and the bioethics boards program the computers, and then we're told, oh, and you know, even the courts now, it's all turn it over to big data, turn it over to however they extrapolate it. It's the new ruling class.
It truly is, because we don't know. The algorithms are proprietary or they're secret. We can't know because they'll panic us, but yet they decide our fate. And these are really just the same sort of phenomena as a social credit score in China. So let's suppose, Alex, your sources are right and the supply chains are deteriorating and only so much flour arrives in a community. Is it going to be first come, first serve, or are you going to get it depending on who you are? In our hospital emergency rooms to date, it has been first come, first serve. A rationing regime says no, and now we're presented with the very real possibility that a person's care might be stopped because somebody more deserving, more worthy walks in. Somebody has to make that determination about worthiness and desert. And that's what a rationing scheme does. Will they pass it off on big data and say, you know, we're going to do a calculation about a person's social utility to determine whether they get access to care? Well, then the next step is access to food. And in a situation of scarcity, well, I guess somebody has to decide. And then if you're going to do that, somebody has to impose the rule, because if you end up on the short end of the distribution stick, you may have something to say about it, and thus martial law.
So you're talking about like death panels or martial law for the elderly or the infirm. And this is what Bill Gates, the globalist, big tech say they're doing. This is what Davos 5 years ago said. We're setting up a worldwide technocracy where unelected bureaucrats program the planet.
I worry about that. You know, that we've talked before on your show, Shoshana Zuboff's Age of Surveillance Capitalism. You know, I don't know what caused the virus. I know you have sources that tell you it's man-made and so forth. I'm not going to take a position on that. That's beyond my pay grade and skills. But I know that there is something that we're calling an emergency now, and there are a number of people who are sick and a number of people who are dying and who will die. I don't know whether we need to shut down the entire economy over that. You know, I've been looking carefully at the experience of Philadelphia and St. Louis with respect to the 1918 pandemic, the Spanish flu. Philadelphia didn't do anything, and its death rate spiked. But thereafter, there was almost total immunity among its population. In other words, the incidence of disease after 1918 approached zero. St. Louis...
Stay there. Let's come back and start over with this, because you're really a guy that gets into the numbers, and that's true. Now we're told we're going to have vaccines, forcibly injected, digital tattoos to prove we've had the vaccines under the skin. Yes, implantable chips sewn into your skin. This is all happening.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the live Sunday worldwide transmission. The mayor of New York, the admitted communist, who's run the city in the ground, de Blasio, has come out and said Trump has not lifted a finger. He refuses to send the military to New York. He refuses to send respirators or gloves. All of it's a lie. I have all the articles, government reports. It's all. It's like saying Trump didn't wear a red tie at the press conference he's giving right now. And the Democrats are everywhere saying ban his press conferences. Don't let the president talk to you. These people are like beyond Kim Jong-un. They are unbelievable liars and authoritarians. And that's why Trump's approval rating is going straight up. These people exacerbated this. They hyped it up. And I'm talking to constitutional lawyer, national figure, highly respected Norm Pattis right now from Connecticut, where it's hysteria ridden. And he was just getting into numbers of the Spanish flu. He was just getting into numbers of what happened in 1918 and other big events, the spike and then straight down. And the idea of forced inoculations, the idea that Bill Gates wants digital chip where it's put as a tattoo into your skin, an invisible tattoo to prove you've had the shot or to be able to travel. This is a big algorithmic coup, as he was saying, an algorithmic big tech takeover modeled by the Chinese, but really run by the globalists. So get back into what you were just saying. Some stations don't care that last 5 minutes and recap what you're saying, because should we sacrifice the whole economy from the Great Depression, 7 million starved to death, universities estimate, for something that might kill 100,000 people? And when shutting everything down, they admit will just make people get sick over a longer period of time. Let's talk about this situation. The only fear we have to fear, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, I used to think. But now we're just told to run for the hills, and if Trump tells us to be confident, he's the bad guy. Norm Pattis.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is an open discussion that I'm having with any number of people that I talk to around New England right now, because, you know, everything is shut down. Lawyers are permitted to go to work, but courts are closed. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do, you know, argue with one another and bill by the hour for it. But, you know, things are shut down. People are bracing either massive layoffs in Connecticut and other places around the country. And so here's a discussion that people have begun to have. Philadelphia in 1918, they were warned of the influenza was coming. They did nothing, had large public events. There was a large spike in deaths, and then thereafter, immunity was developed throughout the city of Philadelphia, and there were scarcely any cases for the next year and a half or so. St. Louis did what the country's doing right now. It locked down, it social distanced, and as the flu, first wave of the flu hit, it was great. Their death rate was probably a third, and incident rate was far, no, their death rate was far lower than Philadelphia's. The incident rate was probably a third of Philadelphia's. But something odd happened. Rather than herd immunity being spread throughout the population, the influenza remained a large and discernible presence when it was dead in Philadelphia. And it actually peaked a little bit in the second year. It didn't go back to the same level. But so St. Louis embraced a long-term short-term solution with long-term consequences. It flattened the curve, but at the cost of keeping a disease alive far longer. Philadelphia took the hit and went on, and it didn't suffer the same sort of consequences. Open question here: are we destroying the economy for sufficient cause? Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, got on a press conference the other day and said, look, if your people are going to be upset that I've shut everything down, if you want to blame somebody, make me accountable, hold me responsible. If all of this saves one life, it's worth it. Really? Are we going to crash the economy for one life, for 10,000 lives, for 100,000 lives? You begin to wonder gains as a result of all of this.
Well, that's my next question. The very same media, I've got like 4 and 5 and 10-minute clips when I'm time to play. I played them already. But I've got MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, all of them saying, we want to plunge the economy to hurt Trump and the American people 2 years ago, a year ago, and this year saying, we hope this comes to America and really hurts things and hurts Trump. I've got all the clips. I played it last week. What type of villain? If I said that, I would never show my face again. But they just do it, and then they don't. It's like, where is the culture saying you people are like super villains or something?
Well, they don't get deplatformed for that. Isn't that hate speech? You want to take the elected president and you want to wish harm on other people so that he'd be out of office? Where's the deplatforming effort there? The algorithmic coup is real. I don't know who benefits in the end. I'm not sure ordinary people do, but I think right now the game is on. You want to talk about the Gates and the digital ID. We've had national debates about national identification cards, let alone something implanted in the body. Now, I'm not sure that can stand as a matter of law, but here's where I'm really worried. Look at the parallel between what we're hearing now and 9/11. In 9/11, we worried about a crackdown on civil liberties, and there was, and the Fourth Amendment was rolled back, and people began to use the following term. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. We have to give up some liberty for the sake of security. All right, that was Chapter 1. What's Chapter 2? Better give up more liberty for the sake of life. At the end, the motto of New Hampshire, live free or die, becomes a mockery because we're so scared to death we'll give up anything.
Norm, it does. And listen, the Democrats, when we had drug-resistant TB, kids coming in, putting school next to our kids, hundreds of thousands of cases, thousands of deaths, all these other horrible diseases, they don't care. They cover that up. But now something comes in that's killed a couple hundred people here, 4,000 in China, 4,500 in places like Italy. And, man, you think it's the end of the world. Okay, let's say it kills 200,000. Martial law and total lockdowns, I'm sorry. It will make the curve go longer, but they admit, even in documentaries on PBS, doctors admit it probably won't cut the number of dead. So again,
if you look at as the data grows and testing becomes more extensive, you see that about 89% of people have already recovered, who had coronavirus have already recovered. But the number everybody wants to talk about is the increase in deaths. I'm not sure what the overall mortality rate is. It's worse, we're told, than the flu, but yet we don't really know because we're saying there hasn't been extensive testing. So the great
thing, we never know how many people really have it. And I was told people always think I work for the CIA. I don't work for the CIA, and they don't have all the answers either, but it's a huge government agency and other groups, that it was here 6 months ago that probably half the public does have it. There's been secret testing, and that's why Democrats are telling people, it's going to infect half the public, because it already did, and it's a low death rate.
Well, here's what I want to know. Where's Corona Joe Biden been lately? The guy looks like the concierge for a high-end senior show.
Oh, by the way, you said this last week. I said it weeks ago. It's now election limbo as coronavirus outbreak upends U.S. primaries. AP, The Hill, Democrats grow nervous. They're talking about suspending the election now. And this is just, and it's the Democrats that push, and I'm not just defending Trump. If Trump does something wrong, I'll go after him. Hey, let's talk about this. What the hell is the Justice Department doing? I went and did research. It's coming out in Congress that they had to approach Congress wanting to be able to secretly arrest and disappear people. Trump better not endorse this. I don't think he will, but this is scary.
Here's the problem, Alex, though. It's hard to get into a court right now. You know, they're open for so-called emergency proceedings, but I don't know anybody who's had one yet. You know, my office, I've got a number of lawyers. They're trying to figure out how we're going to...
Well, that's another thing. The NIC system, I talked to police officers, retired police and others this weekend from Florida and Texas. They can't buy guns right now. The NICS is down because they're saying, well, we can't have people in a group operating phones. Well, that's essential. So how do you have an emergency court where people gather to make you disappear, but you can't have a court? I mean, this is BS.
No, it's crazy. In Connecticut, the governor himself, the executive branch, basically extended deadlines and said that speedy trial claims, constitutional claims for speedy trial are suspended. That's not within the prerogative of the executive branch. That's a judicial function. So they're going to be separation of powers.
So this is the greatest threat ever to
them.
This is the greatest threat ever.
The courts are closed.
Yeah. This is the greatest threat ever. Do you agree to American freedom? A seismic so far capitulation to classic authoritarianism?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because we're scared to death and on the calculation of how much liberty we give up for survival, the answer is every single bit of it. I'll stay home and have my food delivered to me by drone.
Because every zombie movie begins this way, and people are really buying into it. And what did we produce 3 months ago? A little promo about Rabid. We've got the president countering de Blasio's lies as well when we come back. And we are also have Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. Norm Pattis, thank you so much. I'm Alex Jones.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a time to be alive. We saw the hysteria 8 weeks ago beginning in China. And the way the world worshipped it, the way the media lined up behind it. And now that same media says our country and our president's bad. And they hope it'll bring down the U.S. economy. I'm not going to play all those clips again. You've seen them. And now de Blasio says no military's here. No respirators. No hospitals. Days after it all rolls in. They're just lying on the Sunday news shows. Robert Barnes is a constitutional lawyer, famous national figure, criminal lawyer as well. And he's been on fire. We did a special live three-hour show yesterday. He joined me for, I'd like him to lay out and recap some of what he said there and get into the latest developments. But, Barnes, we didn't choreograph this. I haven't talked to you. Just to talk to you yesterday live on air. I want your snapshot right now, thinking on your feet. What's really behind this? Because it's obviously choreographed. It's scripted. You can see the rollout in the 8 weeks. You can see them saying, we hope this destroys Trump, because they talk on national TV like it's their own private show. It pretty much is. The viewership's so low. But the MSM, the globalists, the Chi-Coms are all coordinated against America, and Trump's got this balancing act, and I don't like giant stimulus packages, but if he doesn't, these are tailored to go to the people mainly. I believe Trump, he's done that so far. We're going to go into total depression. I know you've laid out the numbers of what Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan are saying. How would you quantify the moment in history America is right now, and all these leftist governors and people setting the bar so low on the Constitution, demanding martial law, and saying that Trump, while he says, oh, you're doing a great job, Cuomo says he's doing a horrible job. The mayor of New York says, you haven't lifted a finger, that you're not helping us at all. You're a liar. And the troops are pouring in, the respirators, it's all happening. They're on TV saying the sun isn't yellow. What in the hell is going on here in just at your deepest level of understanding, just as a gestalt? What's happening?
So I think that the fear is that this actually, large parts of this are not planned. That's actually more problematic than the degree to which it all has been planned. So I think there's an aspect of it that is something that has been on the shelf of a lot of government and statists for a long time, which is they could use a pandemic to suspend constitutional liberties. It's always been a loophole in the system because courts have refused to enforce constitutional rights in the context of biological health, virus, pandemic kind of risks with great degree of disturbing regularity and frequency around the world, not just in the United States. So there's no question that they're using it as an opportunity and seizing it as an excuse to exercise extraordinary the government powers against individual civil liberties. As I was wrote about today, basically the Constitution has been quarantined in large parts of the country. You have no First Amendment right to publicly protest. You can't even get together in groups of two in some places, groups of five, groups of ten, anywhere, even in your own home, in some of these orders that are being issued by cities, counties, and states across the country. Not only that, you don't have a First Amendment right of freedom of religion anymore because you're no longer allowed to go to church. You're no longer even to have a church in your home because the old religious statement my mom brought me up on as to why we always had to go to church every Sunday was thou shalt not forsake the fellowship of thy fellow believers. Well, now the United States government, not the United States government, people within the United States, and particularly states and counties, are ordering you to forsake the fellowship of your fellow believers. You are not allowed to even go to church or form or associate.
That's right. We were always told worry about the federal government. Now it's Democrat blue cities and states demanding total martial law and attacking the president and lying about him.
And it's the most effective means of executing it in the United States. In the United States, the reason why public health is mostly at a local, county, and state level is because they're much closer to the action. Well, the flip side is also true. The converse is also true. Their ability to enforce something that is the equivalent of martial law is much more powerful and potent at the local, county, and state level. Though that didn't stop the governor of New York for first calling for the military to be involved daily in the state of New York, secondly, for issuing an order that suspended almost all constitutional liberties in the state of New York, his stay-home order created that. And on top of all of that, you know, not only is he blaming things on Trump that really aren't adequate or accurate to blame him on, today he said the president should nationalize and the government take over the entire medical supply industry. That's a huge section of the country. Well, why stop there? They're not going to stop there. There's talks now of nationalizing other aspects of the economy, of just printing cash. There's no question people are in great pain and huge amounts of money need to go out to people. The problem is there's no real economy to support it because it's being shut down by the cities, counties, states, and by various governments around the world who are employing the same strategy. And while I think it's part of a common pattern or plan in the sense of let's see how much the government can get away with, how much power governments can seize anywhere in the world, I think a large part of it.
And by the way, explain that, because you're on fire right now. Zimbabwe, the average bum had trillions of dollars, a decade ago when Zimbabwe was peaking in its collapse, but they couldn't go buy a piece of bread with it. So we could have all the money in the world, if they shut the real economy down, that money is worthless.
Exactly. That's what the current belief is amongst many financial elites is that they can print their way out of any problem. They learn this. They learn the wrong lessons from 2009. So it is like Zimbabwe, or as a friend of mine put it, if you writing a check could solve a problem without having a real economy to support the writing of that check, the USSR would still exist. It doesn't, because that can't suffice. And yet that is precisely the solution. Many of my friends, even on the political right and others, editor of Human Events, other people, really appear to believe this. They really think that you can just print your way out of the problem. That you can, in fact, to give you an example, to show people how dangerous it's becoming. Today, for example, they have the futures trading on the Dow. Within 5 minutes, they reach their limit as to how much it's going to crash. We are now in a stock market that looks like October 1929. The only thing holding him up right now is the Fed infusing absurd amounts of cash. The Fed had originally committed to $50 billion a day in what's called the overnight markets. Most people don't know our entire economy is completely dependent upon these overnight markets that trade on Wall Street, because almost every company and government in the country is dependent on overnight cash. Well, what the Fed has done is they have gone in and committed to spend up to $1 trillion every day in that market just to hold it up. The talk is of the Fed basically buying up indirectly, do they loan the money and they get it as collateral, but buying up basically and propping up every stock and bond in the country. And they're talking about spending four times more in 30 days than they did in the entire 2008 and 2009 scandal. They're talking about spending as much as the entire national debt is. That's the kind of amount they're going to print. Now, you look at these stimulus bills that Schumer is talking about. They're talking about giving people enough money as if it's their whole paycheck for 6 months. Well, the problem, without a real economy, where is that coming from? That's just printing cash. In fact, how are they going to do it? By issuing debt on Wall Street. But how do they keep that debt manageable? They keep the interest rate.
And by the way, as you know, Wall Street's now all individually following suit. Disney just issued $6 billion Friday of new debt, and people instantly bought it up. So now this is the beginning of the Weimar race. I predict within, 3 to 5 years that finally the mega bubble is going to pop. They could have had new industry, they could have built up industry, and they could have hopefully created new bubbles, new industries to keep those from imploding too bad. But I think now there's no way down the road that we don't see an absolute collapse. This is insane.
There's only one person who is resisting this at any level who can salvage and save us from this, and that's President Trump. If Trump reverses course within the next 30 days and puts an end to this, then he can save the country and save the economy and save the world. If he does not, remember in the stock market, it only took about 3 months before the damage was irreversible.
Stay there. I want to start over. When we come back, Robert Barnes is a smart guy, and I'm pretty smart as well. I'm going to ask the question and war game it. Can Trump turn it all around, or is the greatest depression imminent? Can Trump stop the greatest depression? We'll be right back.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Jones, your host here during this unfolding 1984 situation. Robert Barnes is a really good lawyer, but he's also really smart when it comes to politics in the world. He's very informed. I've done a lot of research. I know when somebody's informed. I respect his opinion. I wanted to ask him, you heard me in the last segment again, Alex Jones here back live. You just tuned in. Can Trump turn it around? I ask, can we avert a Weimar Republic or a Zimbabwe-style devaluation with them? Damned if you do, damned if they don't. Doesn't mega stimulate, things implode. There's already a big bubble. If you do stimulate, though, then it just gets insane. It just kicks the can down the road. It makes it even worse in some ways. But who did this? The deep state, the Democrats. I'm not going to play the clips. We played the compilations probably 50 times. We played a new one last week of just new clips of Bill Maher going, yay, I hope this crushes it. The corona is going to get Trump, and CNN, MSNBC saying it. They're so villainous and so tone deaf. But is this a case of careful what you wish for? Because they prayed to their father, the devil, and I guess now they think they're getting their prayer, but it's not going the way they wanted. His approval rating's going up because he's acting like an adult. So is Pence. The troops they asked for are already in New York. They're already delivering respirators as if the feds can just snap their fingers and things happen. They've been able to so far. They're hoping it's so horrible. De Blasio's going, it's going to get worse week after week, month after month, and he hasn't responded. And it's his fault. Smiling, looking like American Psycho. Looking. Well, he looks like Brian Stelter. He looks like this guy. Dr. McCam shot, please. I mean, look, remember this guy a few years ago was coming out saying, I'm full of it. There's no such thing as pedophiles. There's no such thing as pedophile rings. Dr. McCam shot, please. Remember all that? And I said, man, that Ars Technica guy, I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but he sure as hell looks like one. Got busted in a sting going to a woman he thought had toddlers he could have sex with. Well, take one look at that guy. Well, take one look at Brian Stelter or de Blasio when he's up there looking totally excited about it's going to get worse. It's like, what's his name? Beto O'Rourke. When he goes, go back to me real quick, please. He goes, for TV viewers, he goes, yeah, and a bunch of kids got killed. I mean, these people are crazy. And, of course, the Ars Technica guy, left-wing Ars Technica journalist, Dr. Pizza, nickname. They'll call themselves pizza this, pizza that. The FBI says that's a code word. Convicted of pedophile offense, trying to get a woman to bring her babies to him. Little girls. So, I mean, it's the eyes, folks. It's the eyes, Chico. The eyes always have it. That was a little wimp look. All right, I'm going to stop ranting, Barnes. We'll go to the next segment. I'm going to be nice now. Your message to the world, your message to the president, your message on the economy, recap that and what you think the president, as you said, the only person right now that might be able to turn this around.
Yeah, the president has to reverse course within 30 days or we may be sunk. And the reason for that and the basis for that is historical evidence. The nature of our current economy, the financial aspect of it. Our economy is entirely dependent on confidence and credit. And often overnight confidence and overnight credit in the Wall Street repo and other debt markets. And if those collapse, then with it comes capital access and consumer confidence, and with that comes the collapse of the economy itself. That was the script for 1929. And people need to remember what happened. Within short order, not only was there a U.S. depression, there was a global depression, and that birthed Nazism, fascism, communism, World War II, the Cold War, and a decade of depression around the world. So those people who think you can just turn the engine of the economy back on like you just turn your car engine on do not understand the scope and scale of what's happening economically. In addition to that, the liberties that are being lost or endangered are extraordinary. Right now, your First Amendment right of political activity is being suspended. Your First Amendment right, you can't do a public protest. You can't do public association for political purposes. You can't do religious association for religious purposes. Your Second Amendment rights are being effectively suspended. New Jersey, California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, these states that are imposing shutdown orders are excluding gun shops from those orders, so that from being necessary businesses. So they're not letting them be exempt. What does that mean? It means you can't purchase a gun. And while you can't purchase a gun, we're seeing unique levels of release of prisoners. There's a judge in Montana talking about releasing prisoners. Orders out of Philadelphia, New York, California, other places where they're going to start considering or already have.
Oh, thousands have been released in L.A. alone.
No, yeah, they're talking about releasing people from Rikers Island, some of the most dangerous people in New York City. So you're talking about right
and
when
they're
you
talking about locking us up if we are outside without our papers and not going to an approved place.
Exactly. So while you can't leave and you can't protect yourself by purchasing a gun, the other thing that's happening is they're basically shutting down background check departments. So one of the longtime concerns was that background checks were just a guise, both for surveillance purposes, but also ultimately to use them as a pretext to deny people access to guns. where you have state governments across the country in different places effectively shutting down, furloughing, or laying off or limiting the people who work in the background check department. So even in those places that don't have a shutdown order, you still can't go out and get a gun because you can't clear the background check because it's been inescapably delayed. And the FBI has played ball with this by saying they won't process a background check where the local government office isn't up and running. You have your Fourth Amendment rights being violated. They developed technology in Singapore that secretly and silently monitored everyone's their movements, who they were talking with, who they were interacting with, and the guys of monitoring the disease. There's talk about launching it here in the United States. It's been talked about in both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. That's how serious and substantial it is. That would be the end of your Fourth Amendment rights.
Absolutely. So what does Trump need to do to where they can't say he's not acting enough, even when he does act decisively, they lie and say he isn't? I think he needs to go after de Blasio, because he's been being nice and saying, you're all doing a great job, and people like Cuomo and others are attacking him, lying about him as well. I think he needs to say, hey, guys, don't be political in this emergency. You need to stop it.
There's three steps that the president can take. First, do not do the ban on interstate travel and the 14-day quarantine order that his advisors and many of the people around him are trying to get him to do. Do not do that. Do not accelerate the problem. Do not pour gasoline on this economic fire that's going to bring arson to our economy. Second, start to reverse course in terms of the language used and some of the highlighted issues used, and use your success. Say, look, we've looked at the data. We did a temporary stall. We did, in order to gather the data, we now know we do not face the degree of risk that everybody talked about, and we do know the economy will sink and tank if we continue on this path. So I'm reversing course, ordering businesses back up and going, ordering the economy back up and going. And then third, target all relief towards ordinary families. The Fed already has plenty of relief for Wall Street, so you don't need to worry about that. Whatever's going to happen there is going to happen there anyway. If the Fed can't stop it, no one else can stop it. Target money to getting real cash into real people's hands, because what's happened is their property, their business, their livelihood has been taken from them in contravention of the Due Process Clause and Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment, and they should be afforded direct remedy, and the people that should be taxed for it or have to pay for it ultimately, although Wall Street types and the rest who helped facilitate this in the first place and encouraged it and incentivized it by playing ball with deep state actors and others.
I was about to say it was Wall Street and big tech that all sent their people home on purpose and said this is a depression. So a lot of the top players wanted this to crash it, kick Trump out, then buy it all up like Rothschild did in 1815.
They've often used excuses like this to seize power in terms of those who have deep institutional power. And then I think some are just completely incompetent. They misread the situation badly. I mean, that's
right,
stay
there. We've got to go to break. I want to come back, and I'm going to give you the floor, whatever topics you want to get into surrounding this instead of me asking questions. But, boy, do I agree with you. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a regular four-hour Alex Jones show, David Knight, 8 a.m. before me. Please don't forget. Zinc, 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 zinc. It's sold out pretty much everywhere in stores. And we happen to have it in our great multivitamin, multimineral that has the pregnenolone as well. It's for adults, and that just has the pregnenolone, and it has a big, you know, dose of zinc with all the other vitamins and minerals, and they all work synergistically together. But zinc is so good to boost your overall defense. Look it up for yourself. There's nothing better out there. But you need to take it before you come in contact with these type of things. Also, we have Real Red Pill Plus that has natural stimulant in it. Living Defense is back in. It's all 50% off right now when you talk about the Real Red Pill. So take advantage of that. We have turmeric that's so good for your body as well. Body's back in stock, 40% off. And we have the 1 ounce Super Silver back in stock as well. And the Super Silver is coming back in, but not for about a month.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads. America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let's track the global deaths. Mainland China, 3,261. Can't believe a damn thing they say. Italy, 5,476. Why is that? U.S., 409. Spain, 1,756. Germany, 93. Iran, 1,685. France, 674. South Korea, 104. Switzerland, 85. UK, 234. Netherlands, 180. Belgium, 75. Austria, 9. Norway, 7. Sweden, 21. It just goes on from there. Australia, 7. 35,000 a year on average die of flu in the United States. About 150 a day on average. And again, man-made virus, we looked at it. Really weird, the whole thing. All the crazy stuff out of China. Some of the videos were fake. Two people just lay down and start flopping and stop. Come on, you know stage when you see it. Not saying the virus isn't killing people, but the way it's been hyped, the way the media seized on it, said we hope it brings down Trump, I don't think they knew it would drive up his approval rating because people would see right through it. Everybody I talk to, even liberals, are now against the Democrats because they saw them hoping this would hurt America. They see them fear-mongering. They see them acting villainously. So I wonder why the unified corporate chiefs that own the media are still telling their reporters to create hysteria. Do you agree that this is backfiring on them, Robert Barnes?
I mean, it has to a certain degree, but the problem is the hysteria is mostly working at the local, county, and state governmental level, and that's putting things into motion that are irreversible. And so the short-term gain the president is experiencing now will be long-term pain if he doesn't reverse course. And if anything, some of the initial polling reaction that the public had and liking the way he was reassuring people of taking action and the manner in which he was taking it won't matter if they don't have any means to pay their bills next week or a month or 2 months from now and the economy is completely tanked. And so that's, I think, the core issue he has. I think he's recognizing that, but I think he's the only one in the White House resisting calls for 14-day quarantines, resisting calls for shutdown of interstate travel, resisting calls to accelerate this shutdown that's happening across the globe. For example, what's interesting is look at the countries that are shutting down and the ones that are not. Those countries that do not need a pandemic to seize political power, or those countries that are outside of sort of the deep state, Five Eyes, Western world areas of control, none of them, for the most part, are doing anything like what is being done here by the various Democratic governors of shutting down the economy. The Singapore didn't shut down the economy. They didn't even shut down their schools. Hong Kong didn't shut down their economy. They shut down their protests, thanks to China, but they didn't shut down their economy. Japan did not shut down their economy. South Korea did not shut down their economy. Russia, all they did was shut their borders for the most part. And because they have strict visa controls, they've had almost no pandemic problem at all. That's right.
They should repudiate globalism, but instead, the Democrats are still saying bring more people in, just lock everyone up in their houses. Borders stay open, but you're locked in your house.
And not only that, here's going to your point. The media has deliberately hyped this to create false information trails. So they should have been focused on the rising death count and whether that rate was declining over time in terms of whether it was exponential or actually flattening curve, but they haven't. Instead, they misled people into saying, geez, we really, like, imagine if we had done this. We have discovered a disease that has a 10% for mortality rate and a 20% hospitalization rate amongst those who confirm we have a test for it. We better test everybody. And then all of a sudden they started testing everybody, and it turned out there's almost 100 times more people that had that disease. It would create a crazy panic. Well, that describes the flu every single year. What they did is they took the confirmed test rate for the virus and said, oh, look, this virus is killing about 3% of the people who have confirmed test for it, and that's higher than the flu rate for those estimated to have the flu, which is an entirely different stat. If you looked at confirmed test rates, the flu death rate was much higher than this virus rate. But they didn't report that. So they deliberately chose data, and they're also using charts to make charts across countries look the same. And the way they do it is they frequently will change the number on the left versus the number on the bottom. So if you go to other, world meters or other places, you'll see these charts that seem to show everybody with a dramatic increase, exponential increase, but you dig into the data, that's not happening. If you look here at the chart we have, you'll see this death rate is declining in all kinds of countries. In fact, what happens is the death rate starts out as soon as the virus hits a region, it starts expanding. It doubles every 3 days at a minimum in the first, 3 weeks to 4 weeks. Because like past viruses, this is one of the things people don't know. Great article by Peter Hitchens, brother of Christopher Hitchens in today's Daily Mail, pointing out that the last six major pandemics, the same people they were relying upon in UK and elsewhere, falsely exaggerated by a large number the amount of deaths that were going to occur. They got it wrong in 1997, again in 1999.
And then, though, when it doesn't happen, they're the saviors for locking everything down. And now every new virus will be like a weather report or a hurricane. We'll have to lock down all the time. We'll have to take forced inoculations. We'll have to turn our guns in. We'll have to have digital tattoos under the skin. I mean, this is the wet dream of Bill Gates and these people.
Exactly. What they figured out is that I think there's always been a belief by statists that a virus would be far more successful and effective at controlling the domestic population than any other threat could be, than crime could be, than terrorism could be, than anything else could be, than economic collapse can be. The most effective means is a virus, something you can't see, can't know, can't witness, and say at any moment could kill everybody around you. And that's, I mean, they were spreading stories. There hasn't been a virus that has reached 50% of the population in more than a century. So the idea that this virus was going to hit over half of America, was going to and maintain the same mortality rate as it did amongst the earliest confirmed test rate people, never made sense. We've already seen, I was arguing with people 2 weeks ago, that as we tested more people, the United States death rate would decline, not stay static. And all of these experts were telling me, no, Bob, you don't know biology. You don't know science. You don't need to know biology to know how stats work or to know how history works.
By the way, the deep state wants 18 months shutdown when China's already back to business. I mean, this is so obviously a deep state move to nationalize the economy or bankerize, fascize the economy where these big mega banks take full control.
But you know who else could seize power here? Remember in the United States, the way we are able to seize economic dominance was that we used World War I to seize supply chain control over a wide range of products and manufactured goods, and we replaced Europe and Asia in that role, and we were able to stay dominant for almost 20
years. That's right, and now special megacorporations during a total lockdown will be the only ones allowed to continue to operate.
And not only that, where are they going to be operating from? They're going to be operating from China. So China's not shutting down its factories. China's right now ramping up its production capabilities.
Stop. Your Skype's breaking up. Your Skype's breaking up. Stop for a moment because this is we're ending the show right now, and I want you to repeat that because that's confirmed. China hypes it, lets people videotape the freakouts on purpose to create as much fear with a real virus, but maximizes it, gets us all scared, works with the deep state and the media to then attack Trump when they praise Xi Jinping. We are told we're shut down for a year and a half, total depression, our lives are over, China's right back to normal. You can see exactly China and the globalists trying to win the trade war they just lost. Repeat that.
Exactly. So during World War II, the opportunity presented to the United States was to replace all of Western Europe and Asia in the supply chain for key manufactured products and goods. We were and in fact, it led to us dominating large parts of that supply chain for the better part of a quarter century. China right now is ramping up its productive capability while we in the West are shutting down our productive capability. Well, large parts of the world are still going to need those products and goods. And the only way in which to be able to get those products and goods increasingly during the shutdown will be from China. So by the even if we restart our engines a couple of months from now, it may be the case that China has already replaced us and has a de facto monopoly on large parts of supplied goods like they've achieved in other areas over the past two decades. And all of a sudden, China is like U.S. after World War II in a completely economic dominant position.
And the globalists that are backing China, the big banks, get to restrict cash, promote their surveillance grid, bring in the Chinese social score worldwide. Xi Jinping's the hero, America's bad, and we lose the trade war and it becomes a Chinese century no matter what we try to do. Barnes, you're popping back in with us tomorrow on the weekday show. Great job. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
Folks, as listeners and viewers, we're in an information war. America's fighting for its life. We can win, but you've got to take the live feed links at van.video. Newswars.com/show, Infowars.com/show, and you've got to send them out on your Twitter, your Facebook. You've got to send them out on private text message, email, word of mouth. Tell folks about the local radio stations. Really plug those hard. It's a war. People want the truth right now. They're ready to understand what's happening, but you have to be the Paul Revere's. If you don't do it, I'm getting chills. Nobody will. And again, the media won't tell you. The globals won't tell you about zinc. They won't tell you because they don't want you to know. They want this to be as bad as it can. Like Bill Maher said, to teach you dirty Americans to bow to the globalists and lick their boots. But you're going to get the word out, and we're going to defeat their ass.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.